Jensen explained that boat captains can sometimes be on the hook for what's called maintenance and cure. It's a protection for crew members that's similar to workers' comp.
You know, injuries are pretty obvious. Somebody's going to get hurt. You lose a finger, obviously, that's an injury that's going to happen on the boat or something like that. This can also come up from illnesses. If somebody falls ill with cancer and they're on your boat fishing, the court will say you owe maintenance and cure. You will owe for medical bills while they're getting cured of cancer and owe the daily maintenance rate. Daily maintenance rate generally ranges between $35 and $55 a day.
There are some exceptions, says Jensen. Generally, a captain won't be held liable if the crew member is willfully misbehaving, drinking heavily, for example, or if the worker conceals a pre-existing condition, say a back injury from a previous job. But, Jensen says, there have been many odd cases that may strike fear in the hearts of boat owners.
This one actually I find disturbing. A gentleman fell on the boat, hit his head, complained of headaches, but did get medical care for it. He was later fired for fighting. 5 months later, came up with a brain tumor. Because he complained of the headaches, the court said that that arose when he was in the service of the vessel and they held the boat liable for maintenance and cure.
In a worst-case scenario, Jensen says, a federal court can sue not only a boat captain, but they can arrest the boat itself, potentially leaving it literally high and dry while litigation works itself out. So the best thing a captain can do to protect against these scenarios, says Jensen, is to get P&I insurance. That's protection and indemnity insurance.
Make this the insurance company's problem. Don't involve yourself with this. I have had a case very recently of an uninsured captain got held up for exactly what I just talked about. Don't get held up like that because you won't be able to keep your boat if they want to take it. You can't hide your boat in bankruptcy. You can't get around it in any other way.
It's also a good idea to have potential crew fill out a medical questionnaire before they sign a contract.
What you want to do is you want to find out who you're hiring and if they have any injuries, because if they misrepresent those injuries and they get injured, you can get around paying that maintenance and cure.
The Alaska Sea Grant Fish Biz Project has a sample crew contract with a medical questionnaire, as well as more information about the types of insurance policies fishing vessels should carry. You can find that information at fishbiz.seagrant.uaf.edu. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.